Now, patients in the Northern Health Trust, could face a wait of up to 20 months for an urgent appointment with a consultant dermatologist. There are currently 1,672 people on that urgent waiting list. Isn't that just wow for every one of them? That's not good. The Trust say the delay is down to demand on the service and it's experienced a significant increase in referrals for suspected skin cancers. The figures have come to light after the parents of a severely disabled woman came to the Nolan Show after what they say is the unacceptable waiting time to treat her highly debilitating skin condition. 21-year-old Rebecca Swan from Ballymoney cannot communicate and has psoriasis all over her body. Her skin is so broken down now that she's unable to sit in her wheelchair. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, went to meet her mum, Caroline, and began by asking about Rebecca's numerous health conditions.
Rebecca's 21 years old. She has cerebral palsy, epilepsy, osteoporosis, and a thing called cogwheel rigidity, which is early onset Parkinson's disease. She's totally dependent, can't do anything for herself, peg fed, and she has a catheter in as well. She also has kidney stones, which is waiting to get removed.
So she has multiple issues yes. going on, and you're her main carer.
Yeah, myself and her daddy would be.
But Rebecca is sitting very close by us at the minute, mm-hmm. and it's quite obvious from her arms that she's got particular problems with the skin condition.
Yeah, psoriasis, yeah. Started off with just a few spots of it, then it just progressively got worse. Doctors, GPs have gave her every cream that they can give her. She's been on steroids, she's been on antibiotics, but it's just still getting worse.
How long has the skin condition been with her?
She started off, she got it when she was 9, but it was really well controlled. She was 17, she had a big operation on her back, and it came really, really bad then, but we were able to get it all under control again. But this time it's not getting under control at all. We don't know why it's flared up, and it's just everywhere.
Give us an idea about where it is on her body and how bad it is.
She has it everywhere in her body. It's under her arms, in her hair, on her hands, her fingernails, her toenails, her feet, her knees, her backs of her legs, her backside, her private parts, her stomach, her sides, just everywhere.
Just everywhere of her body. Mm-hmm. It's a very debilitating skin condition, and it can weep and it can break very quickly, can't it?
Yeah, it can, and it's very itchy as well. It scabs. When the scab comes off, skin's raw. She's so bad at the minute she can't go to Millbrook, where she goes to, she would attend 5 days a week. She can't sit in her wheelchair, she's too sore because it's on her bum, and no matter what we're giving her, it's not helping.
Can Rebecca communicate with you about how much pain she is in?
No, Rebecca just cries when she's sore. She can't speak whatsoever.
So the skin condition has been getting progressively worse. When did you sort of say, look, enough is enough?
Well, we've been to our GP numerous times. They're fantastic. They've tried everything they can with her. They gave her oral antibiotics, oral steroids, steroid creams, emollients to try and soften everything down. Our consultant, which was within the children's hospital, she's no longer with them anymore because of her age, wrote a letter to the dermatologist in Causeway last month, and then the GP wrote another one last week. So I decided I was going to phone to see just how long it was going to be before Rebecca would get an appointment to try and push it on a bit because she was so bad. And they told me the waiting time is 20 months for an urgent appointment.
20 months?
20 months, yeah. That's for an urgent appointment. Rebecca can't wait 20 months. She can't be in that pain for 20 months. She is on morphine patches. She's on Voltrol suppositories, which she would get. She's on amitriptyline, which is another painkiller, paracetamol, and nothing's helping with the pain. Nothing helps anymore. Between the kidney stones that she's waiting to get removed and the psoriasis, she's just in constant pain. I myself am waiting 3 years for an appointment with neurology. I don't mind waiting. I can get about. Rebecca's different. She can't tell you how bad she is. She can't do anything to help herself whatsoever. So she needs somebody to speak up for, and that's me.
How is it as a mum watching what's going on and the possibility of somebody saying it's going to be another maybe 2 years before Rebecca is seen by a specialist?
It's frustrating, really frustrating. And I've got to the stage, I says, I'm going to start shouting. You know, it's not anybody's fault that Rebecca has her illnesses the way she is. she's being treated the best you can. I have carers come in twice a day who put creams on her, who wash her, who dress her, get her sorted out. Fantastic people take the time to work with her. GPs have been fantastic. Hospitals, as far as we've been in and out of hospital with Rebecca, her treatments have always been first class, but the waiting time is just too much, far too much. And as I say, it's not just for Rebecca, it's for every other person out there, other special needs people, elderly people, vulnerable people who need help aren't getting it.
Well, we did ask the Trust about Rebecca's case. It said at the time of referral, the waiting time to see a consultant dermatologist was 20 months. The waiting time to see a dermatology nurse specialist was 68 weeks. A second routine referral was received from Miss Swan's GP on the 11th of June. This referral was reviewed alongside an earlier referral in May and again was triaged as routine. Miss Swan has now come to the top of the waiting list for an appointment with the dermatology nurse specialist. And they added, booking templates have been reviewed to ensure there are enough clinical places available to assess and treat people with suspected skin cancer. The need to do this has impacted on waiting times for other dermatology conditions. So is the family happy with that statement? Rebecca's mum, Caroline, back with us. What do you think, Caroline? Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Okay, thank you. What do you make of that response?
I'm still not happy about it. I actually phoned to see how much it would cost me to go private with a dermatologist, and it would be £180 for me to see a dermatologist, which I could see next week if I have a letter from my GP. I don't have £180 to pay out, and I shouldn't have to pay it out in this day and age.
So what are you going to do? They say you're at the top of the list now to see this nurse specialist.
Yeah, 22nd of July is the appointment to see her, which is still a few weeks away. In the meantime, Rebecca's skin has got worse from Nicola's been at the house, and it's creeping right up her back. It's creeping right up her front. Her hands have got worse. Her arms have got worse. It's just a nightmare. A nightmare.
And how's that impacting on her life as this condition gets worse?
You can tell she's miserable. Rebecca used to always smile. Stephen, she used to be always a happy young lady. She cries all the time now. She's sleepy. She's sore. She's on that much medication. She's just zonked all the time because of the pain. You have to up the medication to make sure she's not in pain. And she's still sore.
She's on morphine patches, right?
Yeah, 21 years old and on morphine patches.
And yet she... So how has... Like, how has she been waiting so long then?
They just said, there's cancer patients, high-rise cancer, skin cancer, so it has to be treated first. Rebecca has to just wait.
And she has seen the nurse in the past, but you want more than that.
Yeah, the nurse can't give Rebecca the treatment she needs. A dermatologist can give her a prescription for either tablets or an injection, which she would take once a week, which I could give her myself. Which would completely clear the skin. We have friends have it gets delivered to their door. They get it and there's not a bit of psoriasis on their skin.
The friends have what?
Have psoriasis. We have friends that have psoriasis that get this injection that Rebecca could get if we could see the dermatologist.
So you think this injection would improve significantly the life of your child?
Definitely, yes.
And you can't get it?
No. Because we have to wait 20 months to see the dermatologist.
So after she sees this nurse in the middle of July, she then goes back on a waiting list to see the dermatologist?
Yep.
And how long will that waiting list be?
20 months.
There's the two-tier health system.
Yeah.
If you've got money, you can buy yourself to the top. If not, you wait and you're... daughter's case, 20 months.
Yep, that's exactly how it is. If you've got money and you can pay, you jump to the list, you jump to the top of the queue.
Must be hard for you to watch this.
It is, it's very hard.
Will you stay in touch with us?
We will indeed, yes.
I would like you to stay in touch with us if you can, and we'll, Nicola will make sure that she stays across this story with you. Is that okay?
Not a problem. All thank right. you very much, Stephen, for
Caroline,
listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.